All during April, it's a writing challenge. Today on The Right to Focus, Nick's Distractions. My project stage today is that I'm still sketching ideas because I didn't get to my writing earlier in the day. I didn't try to form scenes today. You'll hear the reason in today's entry. I have 1,364 words today, taking me farther into the opening of the book, 30% of the novella. I know I'll keep all of yesterday's and today's words, even though they're just ideas. They can be shaped into paragraphs and paragraphs into scenes. And the ideas yesterday and today quite surprised me. I wasn't anticipating them. So, today, at the end of writing, I was 600 words shy of 5,000 words, my goal for the week. What happened today? Distractions, commitments, and obligations. Distractions and commitments and obligations are a writer's bane. Commitments are to family and friends. Obligations are necessaries, like jobs and paying bills and doing taxes. You know, the tax man is coming, don't you? Let me tell you about this week. We can't stop the commitments and obligations. We have to plan for as many of them as possible. Distractions, though. Distractions we have to nix. Today is the perfect example of a distraction. Today started with the knowledge that company is coming today. I have to be ready for them. I had to cook. I had to clean. I got all of that out of the way with 2 hours to spare, the 2 hours that I would need for writing. I thought, I can squeeze in my writing before they arrive. 2 hours. I'll set the timer. I cleared off my workspace, put bum in chair. Bum in chair sometimes is the most difficult part of daily writing. I picked up my pen to start my jot list, and they arrived 2 hours early. Nevertheless, after everyone else went to bed, I managed to get in 1,364 words in a little less than a couple of hours. I'll be groggy tomorrow, but that's okay. I don't expect to write tomorrow. I didn't plan to. How did I manage to achieve my 1,300 plus words? First, I knew what I was going to write. That's lesson 12 for today. Whenever I end a writing session, I list about 7 upcoming things that will happen next. Everything that's swirling in my head. Upcoming conflict, action sequence, dialogue, character emotions, anything that needs to be written. Lesson 13, never write until you're dry. Always end with ideas for the next scene. Ernest Hemingway did that. And that's great advice. So the jot list becomes my start list for the next writing session. When I finish, I rewrite anything that I didn't get on the jot list, as well as any ideas that have come up. My jot list for today is still to come. I wanted to write this entry before I did the list, which leads me to lesson 14. A little distance helps to firm up ideas. A few minutes can grow a single word into sentences, an image into a paragraph, a few hasty thoughts into a stream of scenes. You just have to scribble them down in a readable handwriting. Lesson 15, keep those sketched ideas handy. Those sketched ideas from earlier in the week were still available, as well as all of the foundation and visioning work from last summer. The work from several months ago was growing new ideas, even as it started to morph away from the original rootstock. Lesson 16, keep writing. That is what this entry is about, overcoming distractions so we can keep writing. Yesterday, the distraction was the major one of dog sitting. I crowded in my writing after little Bosco left, after I was tired, because he's a fireball of fun and exhaustion that I love. But I managed 1,100 words. Tuesday was a good day of writing. Nothing squeezed in, no distractions, over 1,700 words. Earlier, I didn't intend to write at all, but I wound up writing 200 unexpected words, mostly sketched ideas, ideas that saved today. Writers have to do this. On the days that we plan to write, we don't just take off. We have to know we're going to achieve the week's goal before we even consider taking a day off. And when we're not actively writing, we're mulling over characters and plot and settings and conflicts and descriptions and story arcs and much, much more. We are constantly looking ahead, planning for commitments and obligations. Even when writing consistently, we have to factor in time for our personal lives, like family celebrations and social organizations and paying bills. We have to factor in time to take care of the business side of writing. I have some volunteer writing that I do, which takes a couple of hours every Monday or Tuesday because the deadline is Wednesday, 9 a.m. I have an obligation tomorrow, company, to send off, bye-bye, and bills to pay for April. I have a stinking feeling that spring has sprung, and my family is going to want to spring it on me on Saturday morning. I don't expect any writing on Friday, but who knows? I might get some ideas. They come in handy. I do know that I need 600 more words. Whether I get them Saturday or Sunday doesn't matter, as long as I finish them before midnight Sunday. So I'm off to make my list for the next writing session, then I'll turn in. What did I use as my inspiration before I started today? Robert Heinlein's 5 Rules for Writing. Number 1, you must write. Number 2, finish what you start. Number 3, refrain from rewriting except to editorial direction. Number 4, put the story on the market. And number 5, keep it on the market until it has sold. Those first two, though, they're the ones for Nick's distractions. You must write and finish what you start. When I finished today's session, I looked at Robert Sawyer's addition to Heinlein's rules called Rule Number 6, Start Working on Something Else. Thanks for listening to The Write Focus, a podcast for writers at all levels, hosted by M.A. Lee with assistance from Remy Black and Edie Runes, all from Writers Inc. Books. Our focus is productivity, process, craft, and tools. Show notes for this and other episodes can be found on thewritefocus.blogspot.com. Write to us at winkbooks@aol.com. Our podcast episodes are running short in April, but usually they last as long as it takes to fix a quick dinner, drive a short commute, or take a brisk walk. Daily in April, we're bookcasting Write a Book in a Month by Remy Black, number 2 in the trilogy Inspiration for Writers, copyright 2020. Take lessons from today's episode and write on.